It's 9:28, which means it's time to welcome Gail Edmonds to the show for the movie review. This week, she's reviewing for us 13 Lives, the Ron Howard-directed survival drama.
Hey, Rick, you following what's happening in Thailand?
Some kid's stuck in a cave.
We're on the list of rescue divers.
It's just a tourist cave.
It looks easy, but when it's flooded, it's impassable.
It takes a certain kind of mindset for the deep cave diving. You have to be a bit nuts.
They're very, very dangerous.
High water level and a low visibility.
Barely shoulder wide, pulling against very strong currents.
Last seen 9 days ago, 12 boys and their coach are trapped in the flooded caves.
Hello?
They're here.
How many of you?
13.
13?
They're all alive.
Can we go out now?
You'll remember, of course, that event happening, the Tam Luang cave rescue, now being turned into a movie, or the events of that incident turned into a movie directed by Ron Howard, screenplay by William Nicholson, and starring the rather lovely Colin Farrell. Hello, Gail.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, actually. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Good, good, good. Yes, this is an absolutely edge of your seat film, even if you know the outcome and even if you remember it. We all followed it to some extent in 2018 when it happened. You know, it was on the news all the time, an update, and this is actually the story of those rescuers. But there were during the period that these boys were trapped and rescued, there were 5,000 people from 17 countries who turned up to try and help and to be part of the rescue effort. I think one of the most powerful things about the movie is that sense of people really giving up their own time and safety and giving of their expertise freely to try and save these children. And it's absolutely riveting viewing. I was unable to I actually occasionally had to pause it because I was so stressed. Some of the moments in it when these guys, and it's interesting because both Colin Farrell and Viggo Mortensen play the two English, I mean, they're obviously, as he says, you need to be a bit nuts, but these guys are very English, very kind of understated. They kind of pop on their gear and they get into this cave. And I mean, when you see the map, Ron Howard does a very good job of giving you a sense. This is definitely a movie that's about the journey, not the destination. A lot of us know the destination, what happened in the end, but it's getting to that point of the outcome that is absolutely, I mean, if it was a book, it would be unputdownable. It's really something that is well worth watching. Even if you think you don't want to watch a real life enactment, Ron Howard does such a good job of investing you in every single one of those children, their families, and of course the rescue team. I couldn't recommend it enough. It's really a wonderful film. Yes.
No, I was going to say, you're not the only one. I woke up horribly early this morning. I'm not quite sure why. And I ended up sort of reaching for the phone, as one does, and was scrolling through. And a friend of mine in the UK had said, guys, you've got to watch 13 Lives on Prime. It's superb. So, yeah.
Yes. And they filmed it. They actually filmed it in a big hangar. And they had a double Olympic size tanks that they used for the diving, and then they created these bits of tunnel because, of course, these kids were really far along, and it took sort of hours, like a whole day, to sort of navigate these flooded tunnels. Because what actually happens is the football team finish their game, hop in, go into the cave with their coach for a bit of fun. There's an indoor beach inside one of these chambers. And then the monsoon rains come unexpectedly and it just fills up incredibly fast.
Sure.
And it's just, and how they sort of didn't get trapped because they did anything silly or literally just got caught short. And I think that, It is interesting because Rick Stanton, who Viggo Mortensen plays, said that the film is completely authentic. He was very happy. He says the only difference is that in the film, while they're in the tunnels, it looks muddy. He said there was no visibility at all. So literally, while they were diving, they literally could not see a thing. I mean, just to imagine that alone, it's just utterly gobsmacking, the whole thing. It really is worth watching.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go. It's on Amazon Prime, right, Gail?
Yes, it is.
Lovely. Thanks very much indeed, Gail. We'll chat to you again next week. 13 Lives, starring Colin Farrell and directed by Ron Howard.